I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. For several years now, there's been a battle brewing over how much U.S. consumers need to know about where their meat comes from. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is in the midst of implementing a new country of origin labeling rule, also called COOL, that requires companies to label where animals were born, raised, and slaughtered. The rule also prohibits meat from two different animals from being commingled and sold in the same package. But the meatpacking industry is trying to stop the mandate, arguing that it would cost the industry roughly $200 million and lead to higher prices for beef, chicken, pork, lamb, and goat meat. A coalition of industry groups has challenged COOL on the grounds of violating companies' First Amendment rights, and now there's a countersuit. Ron Plain, a University of Missouri agricultural economist who focuses on the swine industry, has been watching the controversy unfold. From his vantage point, the new COOL rule would be too cumbersome to the food industry. I asked him to explain.
For most of the products we buy, they're labeled. If I buy a cotton shirt, it'll tell me where it was made into a shirt. It won't tell me where the cotton was grown. It won't tell me where the cotton was woven into fabric. It just tells me in what country it became a shirt. The U.S. country of origin labeling on meat says knowing where it became a steak isn't enough. Under the new rules, you have to list where the animal was born, where it was raised, where it was slaughtered, and there's no sort of exemption if you're processing animals from two different countries on the same day to be able to list both countries. You have to identify each cut of meat back to the animal and what country it was born in.
On the other side, another coalition of mostly consumer advocacy groups and some farmers filed a suit last week that said, no, consumers want to know more and more where their meat is coming from and each step of the way from farm to fork.
From a consumer standpoint, certainly there are some consumers who want to know everything about the food that they eat. A lot of U.S. livestock producers' perspective is if we can make the rules more onerous and keep out imported livestock, imported meat, that's good for U.S. producers. If we can reduce the competition, the price of U.S. livestock and meats is likely to go up, and from a producer's standpoint, that's positive. But it's now off to the courts, and that gives us plenty of time to sit back and watch the legal process grind slowly away.
That's University of Missouri agricultural economist Ron Plain weighing in on the USDA's new country of origin labeling mandate. A federal judge is expected to decide within the next 2 weeks on whether or not the industry will have to implement the rule. If so, expect the new labels to show up in November. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.